Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. I send so much love and light out to all, those in body and those out of body. And I share with you today that there have been many, many, many changes, not only those known, but some unknown in regards to the mass consciousness, and I do feel like there is a shift in the mental heart center as well as the emotional body. So I am certainly going to be touching on all of those. But first, I want to really dive into the contemplation of how a human being, regardless of age, so I am talking about a toddler all the way through teenage years to adult, arrives at their chosen course of expression, their chosen course of reaction, their chosen course of contemplation, openness or not, and how is that? How does that unfold? I want to share a little different bit of a spin on that because there's so much communication about, on a massive scale, about, and not just now, but ongoing, that it's ancestral or it's passed down, it's familial from the DNA of the mother, the father, the grandparents, etc. And I do believe, yes, that in the physicality, there's definitely a familiarity. And maybe that even translates as well to the emotional, mental, and spiritual choices. However, something to contemplate if it resonates, and if it doesn't, throw it out and move on to the next subject, and always make it your own. Nothing I'm sharing with you here today is about changing anybody's mind. If it speaks to your heart, then your heart is wanting to inform your mind of what's possible. So what I have contemplated is that there is an etheric electrical frequency available to humanity of those who have been on the earth plane, meaning in human form for centuries, those known and unknown, whether it is a master teacher, whether it is somebody, let's take as an example, if you will, if it is a master teacher in body, like Jesus or Buddha or so on and so forth, from all different walks of life, and individuals that have been seen as teachers and messengers and individuals that have left their messages in a very expansive way, meaning covering centuries and expanding beyond just one generation, but instead the next and the next and the next. But I'm here to say that if they have been in body in any lifetime, that cellular, so I'm talking about the cellular frequency and vibration of your human body, has access to the collective clarity, a consciousness like a library that lives and dwells within you, that isn't just dealing with your life, your past lives, your relatives' past lives, as an example, but in actuality, your cells, trillions of cells in the body, have the ability to reach beyond that energetically, vibrationally, through frequency. So beyond just your present dilemma or celebration or just being, and reach for the energy and frequency of a master teacher, a guide, is a musician that you, as an example, it doesn't have to just be somebody fully known to you or unknown to you, but that you want to know. What I am saying to you is it is possible to reach beyond your scope of imagination and really conduct. So when I say conduct, I mean you are part of an orchestra, and your cells are literally creating that music, the music of you. And you are the conductor, and you have the capacity to reach beyond just the moment, beyond just your physical incarnation. And am I saying that you have to go from cell to cell, and you have to call upon the person that you are wanting to integrate with? What I'm saying is partially yes, but in addition to that is, if there is a being previous in times, present now, etc., is it regarding your spirituality, your artistry, whatever it's regarding, if there is somebody who came before you that embodied or is alive now on the earth plane, that is embodying an aspect that, or a talent, let's say, that you desire, your cells, so the cells within your body, are communicating at all times with the cellular structure of all that is. So for you, you're standing in your kitchen, and you look across your home all the way to the other side of your home, and you see space. And you see, let's say, not just space, but the need to get to the other side of that room requires you to move the physical dimension of your body to get there. Your cells do not actually believe that or limit themselves to that. What am I saying? I'm saying that if your cells, as an example, want to get to the other side of the room, they have the capacity energetically, vibrationally, and with the frequency to go beyond the physicality of who you are and to move within this harmonic convergence, if you will, and communicate with the, not only the other side of the room, but the entire home. It's almost like your cells have the ability to know and hold within one cell your hall of records or your soul contracts. They also have the ability to relate to, access, and integrate the experience of a musician and somebody or a talent that you desire, that you're attracted to, or a belief system that inspires you and uplifts you, and you want more experience with it. Do not bypass the fact that the entire universe and all that is dwells within you. So you are a combination, let's say, of a mass orchestra within you. All the instruments represented, all the instruments utilized and being communicated. Now, can you hear the music? Maybe sometimes, certainly some individuals can all the time, or maybe you feel it when you hear a particular collaboration. You feel it in your body. You feel moved, or you feel uplifted, or you feel you go from no energy to a lot of energy. What's happening there? Your cells are in the collaboration of your inner conductor with all of the instruments are resonating and experiencing it. Your cells internally do not experience time, space, or place the way you do. So your mental body and even your emotional body does not dictate to the cells, trillions of cells in your body, their belief system. Now, some can be scratching their heads and going, wait a second, if somebody's aging, their cells do this. If somebody's sick, their cells do that. If somebody's hurt, their cells do this. Yes, absolutely. There are all parts represented, and that means that the physicality of your humanity is represented in an aspect of your cells. Let's say, for better understanding, a portion of your cells or a group of your cells within the, let's say, the entire universe. So that would be Earth. You would be, a portion of your cells would be within you representing your humanity and the reaction to that. However, that portion, as an example to you only, is representing your humanity within the entire universe. And let's take that into Mother Earth is representing her body of work within the entire universe and the planetary alignment. And so what I am saying to you is, yes, there is every stage represented. However, what I am saying to you beyond that is you have given permission already to embody every element, mineral, every aspect that you see around you in this plane of demonstration on this earth plane, from nature all the way through you to the electrical body and the etheric body, the frequency body, the human body encompasses all of that. And so if you want to, let's say you're drawn to being a naturopath and you're drawn to healing, et cetera, and there's somebody that is in your books, in the writing that you read, or that you look up to, or that you admire, you can call, literally go into your cellular body. How do you do that? You can either meditate, you can sit quietly. Certainly, I wouldn't say to you, oh, you know, while you're driving in traffic in total chaos. No, you're not going to access it, nor should you. When you are safe and sound in a place where you feel that you can allow the process to, that is already happening. By the way, it's already happening. The process of you being all that is, and that it is accessible to your cells already, and they have the consciousness of awareness about that, is already happening. It's only the portion of your humanity that may not experience the totality of who you are, that you were here before, that you're here now, and that you never end. Your cells know that. The consciousness within your cells know that. And so if you reach for the desire to know, see, we're so focused through the mental body, I have to read, which I totally support, absolutely. I'm just adding to that which is already supported, and that is, yes, read, take it in, learn, contemplate, make it your own, choose your truth, and move forward and learn and grow, be authentic, and most importantly, be truthful with yourself and your own inner journey. That you can call, if you're interested, as an example I was making, with and for a homeopathic healer, and there's somebody in the past that isn't even alive anymore, but you respected their work, you can go into a meditation intention, and you can call upon the cellular body of that being when they were in body. So you're not calling upon that being's brain or their knowledge or accessing, even wanting to access, rather, the part of them that struggled and then came to know. I'm saying, telling yourselves, I invite the, and again, you can make it your own and speak to it in the way that it flows to your heart. But the invitation is that you call, I'm calling upon the cells of this master healer. I'm calling upon the timeless, ageless cellular library that lives because they lived and embodied a human structure. And so that energy, frequency, blueprint still resides on the earth plane. And because it is timeless, ageless, and energetically combined with frequency, vibration, and electricity, and elemental, etc., it is accessible to not only integrate with you, but for you to allow that knowledge to be received by your cells. Now, why am I talking about the cellular consciousness and not like, hey, call upon a spiritual teacher or an artist and ask them to access your dream state and give you information or inspire you or what have you. I am not talking about that because that is very much one way, but it's not the only way. Sometimes our mental bodies really get in the way of our expansion. Sometimes our mental bodies really get in the way of that which we desire most, to know, to feel, to acquire, and to express. And so I'm trying to assist you to bypass your mental body and know that your cellular body, I mean, think about it. You are your own greatest masterpiece. You are a combination and compilation and a incredible work of art that within you, without you having to really delegate it, everything from oxygen to blood to bone to the different organs to the cells to everything, is not only communicating with itself, but it must communicate with its environment in order for there to be continuity. Not only that, but your cells, think about it, your cells can have difficulty, how do I put this? Your cells can experience difficulty if they are not open to communicating with all that is in their environment. All of a sudden, there's a breakdown in communication, or they understand one language but not another, and that means there's a breakdown within the body. And so the cells are very, very intelligent, very knowing, very clear, very the collaboration between all the elements of who and what you are. I'm not even talking about what you do for a living, what you're doing in your relationships. I'm really focusing on who you are as a cellular being, and that your trillions of cells are not only loving you, but loving each other, and communicating with and beyond your physicality. So I'm saying that the cell, I'm just going to break it down to the point where it's making you smile. The cell in your left big toe, that one cell, has to participate and believe without seeing, knowing, has to trust, believe, and love itself to receive what is moving throughout all the body to the other big toe and then being sent back to, in return. Now, can it see it? No, but maybe it can hear it, feel it. Maybe it can see it etherically, energetically. And what am I going to next with that knowing? It's beyond just, it goes beyond just, and not just to put it as a lesson category, but it goes beyond just the desire to integrate with a master teacher's healing knowing. It goes beyond the desire to integrate musician's master teaching. It goes beyond that into healing yourself, healing others. And what am I talking about? I'm saying that there are 150,000, if not more, times throughout your day, let alone the people around you, but I'm talking about you with you, throughout your day where your body heals you, heals itself, where your body calibrates itself, where your body reintegrates itself, balances itself, where your body is aware of what it needs and offers it to itself. It does not need you to delegate, you need to, you know, there's a problem here, there's a problem there, unless it shows up externally. There are a lot of problems that are unknown until they're known. But I'm saying they don't have to become known. You can collaborate with this inner healing that's already happening at all times. So your body can't really stop communicating with itself ever. So awake or asleep, focused or not focused, your inner body is communicating with itself at all times. Why? Let's think about that for a minute. Why? Because in order for, I'm going to say it two different ways. Your inner body has to communicate with itself at all times because it loves itself. Even if you, on an emotional and mental level, are having trouble with self-love, your body, your inner cellular body, is communicating imbalance. As an example, I know there are experiences of out of balance, but it's communicating with itself imbalance at all times. And it's doing so because of the awareness of the vibrational frequency of, I'm going to call it pure love. And what do I mean? I'm not talking about emotional love. I'm not talking about mental love. I'm talking about the vibrational frequency, the resonance, and the energy makeup of your inner body. Let's say its voice, the voice of your inner body, and the ability that your inner body has to communicate not only with itself in ways that are unknown to you, meaning your body's not going, hey, you, I need your attention here. Maybe it is. And if it is, that's when you really want to dive into your cellular consciousness, your cellular awareness, not yours, but the fact that you give yourself permission to remember or to allow yourself to say, you know, I think my cellular body, I remember this person, whatever her name was, talking about cellular consciousness, and that the body loves itself and it's healing itself several times throughout the day. And if it's doing that several times throughout the day, but it's trying to get my attention, it's because I need to take my focus away from the external and go internal. And I need to join that conversation. And I don't need to change it. Maybe you need to add to it, unless you're being very negative, and that's a whole other. Well, maybe I will touch into that, negative and positive. But before I do, the DNA, I am saying that the DNA of past spiritual, whoever, past beings that have been on the earth plane, when that being died, quote unquote died, left its body, it did not take let's say cellular codes or cellular consciousness. It's almost like, if you stick with me, it's worth it, always worth it. It's almost like when a tree is cut down, let's say it's a massive tree, and which I find very sad, but nonetheless, it's cut down. And when you walk by the forest or that tree, you can feel, you can know, or you can feel the presence of this old growth tree that is maybe no longer there the way it has been represented. So you can feel that presence. That is because the cellular makeup of that frequency, that vibration, that electromagnetic field, if you will, is still present. Is still present and still able to be felt by the forest around it. I know that to be so. I've witnessed it. So I say to you that, and I would never share anything here or anywhere for that matter, that I haven't lived, experienced, and embodied and come to know first. So when your cellular body gets your attention, how? And maybe it's not necessarily about getting your attention, and maybe it is. It's really a one-on-one basis, one person at a time, one being at a time, and what in where is their journey and their experience. But if your body externally is trying to get your attention because it stopped working or it's hurting or there's an injury or there's an imbalance of some kind, your cells are basically saying to you, you're interrupting our conversation. You're interrupting our conversation. So you either need to join the conversation and fall back into love with yourself and let yourself heal, or continue to interrupt. And if you continue to interrupt, the issue or the problem will only expand and become a bigger interruption to the conversation and the voice your cells are having with each other, with all of who you are and beyond you. By the way, your physicality is just that. Your physicality is extraordinary. And when you look at it, you see it as, okay, my arms, my legs, my torsos are right here. But the truth of the matter is you expand way beyond that. Very far out beyond that, unless you're having the desire to pull your energy in. But most of the time, that cellular DNA and consciousness of awareness is not limited to your physicality. That's why sometimes when I have this experience has occurred, and many others have shared it and experienced it as well, which is sometimes throughout your life you've had deja vu. Sometimes throughout your life you've had a memory where you go, wait, did this happen? And when did it happen? Was it yesterday? And so deja vu being you've had a memory of a place, a street, a home, or even just a space, like you're outside on a walk and you go, wait a second, what am I feeling? I know this space. So it can be that too. And when you are having, as an example, that experience, you are tuning in to your cells knowing, the cellular memory within you, which, by the way, includes the soul knowing. So there's that wisdom there and knowledge, and the mind is not talking you out of it or interrupting you in that moment of recognition that you're having a deja vu moment. But what's happening is your cellular DNA is, because it's not limited to time and space, is having the experience of one of your past lives. Maybe it's having the experience and you're feeling it of familiarity of somebody else's past life or what have you. The options are endless in regards to your hall of records, your soul contracts, your soul library. And so what you are experiencing in that moment can very much be related to something unknown to your mental body, but you're feeling it, and not just because of your emotional body or your auric field, but also your inner cellular consciousness and the awareness that the cells have is timeless and endless and just as big as your aura can become, your hall of records, your soul contracts, and all the wisdom that you contain within you. It's extraordinary. It's unending, and it's accessible at all times. And what's incredible is to access it, like I was saying earlier, you can go into meditation and ask to experience your own cellular consciousness and the ability to tune in and join, just listen or join the conversation that's going on within you. You can do a moment or longer the better, of gratitude to your cellular body. There are so many things that are going on that you are, your humanity is unaware of. And so I think that's fascinating. And when you tune in, whether you're tuning into your own cellular consciousness and joining the conversation, or whether you are wanting to tune in to find out how a loved one is doing after they've passed, or tuning in to, again, someone that you admire and you want to experience their gifts, their abilities, and their talents, etc., whatever you choose, it's about first connecting with yourself, and then connecting with yourself can be just meditation, a moment of gratitude, a moment of claiming your name, your voice, your choice, whatever it looks like to you on your path and your walk of life in that moment. And then reaching beyond the limitations that you thought were once there about you, cellularly, consciously, to the frequency and the vibration and the electromagnetic field that are you, and you expand into the cellular blueprint. I'm going to call it a blueprint because that tree that is no longer there, the blueprint of that tree and the life of that tree is still there. It's still there etherically, and the fact that it is there etherically means that there is still DNA present of that format, of those extraordinary ley lines that are part of not just places known and unknown to us, but they exist within us, and they move far beyond and through our physicality to become a part of our past, present, and future. So to me, the self-healing aspect is phenomenal. And I have used this technique so often to heal myself and to assist others in healing, because it's, again, tuning into the wisdom of the body, wisdom of the cellular consciousness, knowing you can't fake it till you make it with the body. You kind of have to feel it and allow it, give permission for yourself to go beyond the mind and meditate within the body, or focus on the cellular intelligence that's going on, the cellular language. You can even say, I want to hear the voice of my cells that are getting along so well and everything's thriving. And again, that'll cause you to go straight to the center of who you are and feel that dialogue, or hear it, you know, whatever and however you desire. And by the way, if you desire to experience it a certain way, name it, claim it, call it forth in that way. Give yourself permission to receive it. A lot of people have extraordinary desires, and they do all the steps, and they do the work, and they make it their own, and nothing. And when I say to those individuals at times, again, it's not across the board, but as an example is, have you given yourself permission to receive it? And it's like, oh, no. So give yourself permission to ask for it, and then give yourself permission to receive it. I receive that which I ask for, and it is done, or it is complete, it's on its way, it's already here, I am in gratitude, whatever words you want to use. But make sure that if you're trying to achieve anything, not just what I'm talking about, but something in your life, and you are not accessing it or it's not happening, focus within you for a second and go, oops, I am open to receiving this. I'm not only open, I claim that it is here and that I am already receiving it. Whatever words, you need to use. But there is a collective consciousness that exists within you. It exists within every extraordinary organ, the makeup of the extraordinary body that we have the honor to walk around in and experience all the senses and the light and the beauty and the feels. It is such a gift, and I'm saying to you that if it resonates, take it even further to know that if you desire to experience the totality of the universe, you can access that while in body. If you desire to experience the totality of a master who walked the earth previously, you can call upon that master, you can call upon the cellular consciousness of that master and experience that integration as well. So much of what we are, I can't say what we are taught because who knows what you're taught, only you do. But so much of what we experience is what we see others experiencing, and we don't go beyond that. And certainly, depending on where in the world you are, whatever schooling you're receiving, you're listening to what that's teaching you. And so what I'm saying to you is then choose, if you resonate with it, to listen to that inner voice, and that inner voice not through the mental body or the emotional body, but the cellular body. Because think of the extraordinary nature of all of the organs and the trillions of cells and the oxygen and the fluid and the liquid, et cetera, all working in unison. It is like a universal orchestra that is, that never takes a break. And it doesn't need to because it knows its own extraordinary nature. And it also knows that once it takes a break, the music stops. And I guarantee you, the inner music that your cells hear, they don't want it to stop. They don't want it to stop because it's that unbelievable. It's that extraordinary. In a way, that instruments that we've created externally in humanity don't even come close to the internal music that's going on at all times. It is just something to behold, something to behold. And so I say to you, master healers, teachers that walked before, their knowing, their experiences of listening to that inner orchestra and knowing it to be the true language of their humanity. What do I mean? I mean, we have the mental body and then the emotional body and the struggle of worth and the struggle of relationship, the struggle of, maybe not the struggle, but the focus of struggle, release, achieve, back to struggle, growth, etc. So it's a duality of being on the earth plane. It's going low only so that we go high. And then you're up in a really good place in your life, and then all of a sudden you're having to achieve something else. And so I say to you that during all of that, that your cells are rooting for you, but more importantly, they are committed to their soul purpose and reason for being. Yes, you heard me right. Your cells have a consciousness, a soul purpose, and reason for being. And they're fulfilling that every moment, every breath, every heartbeat, everything the anatomy does. All aspects of you are being fulfilled because of the conscious awareness that your cellular body has of its reason and its purpose. And so to some people, it might be what a consciousness of, ew, my cells don't know this or that. And that's cool. If that's where you are, that's cool. But to others, it can be, oh my gosh, my cells are loving each other and they're fulfilling their soul contract. So maybe you've been struggling on a mental or emotional level about achieving something externally that puts you in a place that you've never been, or in a place that's uncomfortable. Maybe the contemplation of, wait a second, every breath I take at every moment, my cells are fulfilling their purpose and reason for being at this level to support life. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it, whatever it is. I'm going to go for that job interview. I'm going to go for that writing that book and achieving that script, whatever it is. And, of course, it can be endless. And so that's where that can also offer you, if you choose in your free will, the opportunity to be inspired that way as well. And on a healing level, if the body is screaming at you, it's because, one, it needs your attention back onto itself. It's saying, hey, we need your focus back on the body, so stop what you're doing, whatever your focus is. And we need your voice to empower your choice of life wherever your body is showing you that it needs help. So if it's the heart, then it's an issue possibly, and it always goes back to you as an example. It can always lead back to you as an example only, that if it's a heart arrhythmia, it's a heart issue, there can be fear of love, fear of rejection, self-love. And when I say fear of love and fear of rejection, I mean you with you. You have to get right with you, your worth, and your self-love. And oh my gosh, the trillions of cells in your body are already loving themselves and each other and fulfilling their soul contract and reason for being. Then you can join that and know your worth and also accept that you are loved just that much. So much of our focus is external on who does love us, doesn't love us, who likes us, doesn't like us, who gets us, who doesn't get us. All of that is helpful on your journey of awareness, awakening, and your ascension with yourself. But I'm talking about kind of a shortcut straight to, wait a second, I'm so loved that my cells are supporting themselves and my life force at all times. I'm loved that much? Whoa. I mean, that impacts me, and I think it's extraordinary. It doesn't have to impact you. If it does, wonderful. I share it with you in celebration. If it doesn't, go on to the next. Find your vibe and go with it. But that's what I was here to say to you today. When you're thinking about a way to achieve something, anything, first, you're unlimited. If you don't feel unlimited, go within, focus on your cellular awareness and its capacity to support your ability beyond the body, because your cells are not spiritually, electromagnetically, or vibrationally limited to your form. And then also to achieve what it is. So if you feel like you need, let's say you're in fear about something you want to achieve, hand it over to the extraordinary aspect of, wait a second, my cells are achieving the same thing and maybe 10 million things I'm unaware of to help me stay alive every day. And so maybe that is enough for you to reach for something that you want to achieve and know that you're worth it. So there's that too. And so you are pure vibration. Choose the vibration you want and your world will match it. And what does that mean? It means that you don't want to fuel and feed the negative thoughts, negative feelings. Maybe you have them, and maybe rightfully so you have them. Feel them and then put them aside and then focus on filling yourself up with light and with an energy of vitality. Because when you focus on the thing that you hate the most, you end up literally going, hey, come here. I'm going to feed you and fuel you with my life force, because I'm going to focus on you so much till I'm absolutely drained and you are going to be empowered. So have that feeling, whatever it is about in your life, and then put it aside or clear it or say, I no longer choose to give. I know this is happening, or this happened, or my fear about that happening in your personal life, etc. Don't give your life force to that. Focus on what you want. You are pure vibration. Choose the vibration you want, and your world will match it. And that means that you are magnetic. So I've spoken about etheric, your electrical aspect, the frequency, the elemental aspect, and then the magnetic aspect, your energy, your light, everything about you is magnetic as well. Now, you might look at your life and go, yeah, I don't see that. You might look at your life and go, I'm magnetic to what? Because there's no one around me. It's all up to your definition. It's all up to your definition. And so just be mindful. I'm leaving the cellular body. I'm going to the mental body. Not, of course, that the cellular consciousness doesn't exist in the mental body. Absolutely, it does. But for explanation's sake, I went straight to the cells in their freedom flow. But that you are magnetic as well, that if you're choosing, or if you're feeling negative, that if it's possible, and sometimes it isn't, that you consciously say, I'm not going to give my power away to this person, place, or thing, to allow it to define that every day, or let's say in that moment, that I allow that interaction to define my day is going to be horrible. Because you still have the whole rest of the day to turn it around and say, yeah, I don't feel like giving my power to that person, place, or thing. I am going to choose whatever you want for that day, peace, stillness, detachment. Again, choose your pure vibration, and you're alive. You're going to feel intense stuff. You just can decide what it is you want to feel. It might sound easier said than done, but once you do it once and you go, wow, for 10 minutes, I just thought I was going to have the worst day of my life, and now my power is back with me. My life force is back with me. And I took the power out of that situation, those people, and that connection. I took it out of their hands to define what my day was going to look like and how I would relate to myself in anger, in shame, in berating myself. And I turned it around and said, no, thank you. Mm-mm, I don't choose that. I'm going to choose to claim my energy, to take it back, and to make my day what I choose for me. And once you do that once, you're never going to not do that again. Now, does that mean you'll never be irritated again? No, quite the opposite. You will be. You're alive. But when you are, for however long you are, whatever you're feeling, remember to then reach into the opposite and experience your ability to choose in your free will. I send you all so much love. For more information on me, you can go to CynthiaSloan9.com, and lots of information there. And I wish for you the freedom to choose whatever it is you want in your moment, and then to choose again. Much love, and bye for now.